everyone to the Stereotypically Japan podcast. This is a new show about all things Japan, coming from me, Michael, just a regular guy who has been living in Tokyo for about 20 years. I have a lot of things to share, whether they are stories, anecdotes, advice, or just general opinions about everything and everything, but mostly about Japan. I tend to lurk around the darkest depths of the internet, aka Reddit, and I always see these comments or observations, and I feel like I want to give my own experiences on them. I don't want to respond on Reddit itself. You know how a lot of those conversations go, if you can even call them that. Whether it be about some stereotypes, hence the name, misconceptions, experiences, problems, etc. I don't want to tell people their opinions are either right or wrong, because that's just wrong from a fundamental standpoint. But to give another perspective on such topics so people can get another idea of how things are here, not just from one point of view. I want to give an unbiased perspective, and while I understand that is quite difficult to do, I have been here long enough to see and deal with both the good and bad, as well as a lot of experience in other countries and places to compare them to. Also, just because of the kind of person I am, I want to go into everything with as open of a mind as possible. Now, I'm sure you will get to know more about me as these episodes come out, but for now, I am Canadian and from a very mixed background. My mother is Asian and my father is European, and people tell me I look either Mexican, Filipino, Hawaiian, and everything else in between. I speak quite a few languages, including Japanese, and as I mentioned earlier, I have been living here since about 2005. To give you an idea about how this podcast will go, I will release one episode a week, every Friday, around noon Tokyo time. I'm going to start with 10 episodes. Then, if there are any questions or things to talk about from you lovely people, do a Q&A episode where I can answer them, read any interesting emails or stories, or just talk about anything I might have missed from the episodes prior. I will also do short-form content, which I'll upload to YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, TikTok Talks, or whatever anything is called. I want to give short blurbs on the happenings around Tokyo or Japan, some current events or holidays, maybe some interesting news or something cool that I see, some interesting snacks that I've tried, or one of the millions of seasonal goods that they have releasing all the time at the convenience stores. I'll try to do those just as anything comes up, so keep in touch with those on the socials. In addition to that, some longer form content too, one-on-one conversations with guests that have varying backgrounds and experiences on topics they might feel particularly interested in or strongly about, which will be uploaded to YouTube. All socials are Stereotypically Japan, and I'll make sure to put links to everything in the show notes for easy access. If you do find me on socials, feel free to contact me there. Engagement is super important for exposure and everything, so please drop me a like, subscribe, whatever it might be. That is a good segue into my next topic. How to contact me and be a part of the show. I'll have my email address in the show notes, but it is very simple, stereotypicallyjapan@gmail.com. It is spelled exactly how you think it should be, without any spaces or anything like that. For any questions, feedback, topic ideas, your own stories, literally anything, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'll do my best to respond to everything, especially since these are the early stages of this whole adventure. If I get absolutely inundated with emails, future me will have to deal with that. But honestly, I'm looking forward to a time where that becomes something I need to think about. Lastly, since I mentioned the first 10 episodes, I wanted to talk about how I came up with their topics. I had the idea to use Gemini to ask it, what are some common stereotypes about Japan and Japanese people? Because hey, what a better place to gauge what people think than an AI tool that pulls all kinds of information from unsuspecting people from all over the internet. A few of the topics I'll cover are Japanese people are shy and reserved, uniformity and conformity, trains, punctuality, and of course, anime, video games. Hopefully there will be something you can look forward to, and again, if you do have any specifics or anything you're interested in, just contact me in any way you see fit, but email is the most reliable way to ensure that I'm going to read it. I really want to express my utmost gratitude for you for clicking on this episode and giving me a chance, and if you made it this far, even more so for sticking with it to the end. I give you my promise that I will do everything in my power to give you something to enjoy and listen to on your way to work, or while laying in bed, or some soothing tones to help you pass out, or just some background noise while you're doing some chores or farming some kills in an online game or something like that. What am I kidding? More like being farmed for me, right? Thank you so much. Please take care of me. Until next time, I'll catch you on the flip side. Jonne.